This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A majority of the members of the Minneapolis City Council say they support disbanding the city's police department. It's an aggressive stance that comes just as the state of Minnesota has launched a civil rights investigation after George Floyd's death. 9 of the council's 12 members appeared with activists at a rally in a city park Sunday afternoon and vowed to end the department under the current system. Council President Lisa Bender said she and the other council members are committed to, quote, ending police as we know it. Minnesota launched a civil rights investigation of the department last week, and the first concrete changes came Friday when the city agreed to ban chokeholds and neck restraints. A more complete remaking of the department is likely to unfold in coming months. Former U.S. President Barack Obama says failed police practices, inequality, and decades worth of anguish have fueled the nationwide protests following the recent deaths of Black men and women, including George Floyd. He, along with his wife Michelle, delivered speeches during YouTube's Dear Class of 2020 virtual ceremony. The duo, along with a star-studded lineup including Beyoncé, Lady Gaga, and NFL quarterback Tom Brady, offered inspirational messages in the hopes of uplifting new graduates. The former president told graduates the coronavirus shined a light on a plethora of America's ongoing issues. Michelle Obama said the ongoing protests following Floyd's death are a direct result of decades of unaddressed prejudice and inequality. Mitt Romney marched in a protest against police mistreatment of minorities in the nation's capital, making him the first Republican senator to do so. Romney, represents Utah, posted a tweet showing him wearing a mask as he walked with Black Lives Matter protesters in Washington Sunday.